On University of Toledo Week, the rise of craft breweries may float all boats. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Neil Reed, professor of geography and planning, determines that having a successful brewery in the neighborhood might be good news for homeowners.
America is in the middle of a craft beer revolution. Today, there are more than 7,000 craft breweries in the U.S. They can be found everywhere, from big cities to small towns to rural communities. In many cities, in search of cheap rent, craft breweries often locate in neighborhoods that were once economically distressed. Thanks to the arrival of the craft brewery and other investments by both the public and private sector, many of these neighborhoods have become revitalized. Moreover, there is evidence that craft breweries are a neighborhood amenity that adds to the vibrancy and quality of urban life. Many beer drinkers love the idea of living within walking distance of a craft brewery. As it turns out, however, even non-beer drinkers who live near a craft brewery may also be reaping the benefits of doing so. In a study of Charlotte, North Carolina, along with my colleague Isabel Nielsen, we looked at properties sold between 2002 and 2017. Charlotte has a vibrant craft brewing scene, with 21 breweries opening between March 2009 and October 2016. Our analysis showed that living within a half mile of one of these breweries increased the average value of a single-family home by almost 10%. For condominiums, the increase in value was just over 3%. Being able to walk to a craft brewery in the evening or late afternoon on the weekend is considered a positive amenity that might, for some people, be attractive when looking at a house. There is a different attitude towards craft breweries, and they are perceived differently than a liquor store or bar when they are within walking distance of your house.
That was Neil Reed of the University of Toledo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.